Masters weekend, and always good to chat with Rick Limpert, and glad to have you with us from wherever you may be listening. You can follow Rick on Twitter, of course. His handle is Rick Roswell, covers sports, covers technology, covers anything that comes his way, and always does a fantastic job. But technology and sports really at the top of the list in terms of Rick's passions. And we're going to talk a little tech today in relation to a recent trip that Rick took to Las Vegas. And specifically, we're going to focus in on one of the high-tech meccas in Las Vegas, and that is the Cosmopolitan.
It really is, Sully. And you know they're high-tech when you don't have to dig deep to see the technology in the hotel. They reach out to you, and they're happy to talk about it and kind of showcase what's going on as far as technology at the hotel. It's very impressive.
One of the things that jumps out to me about this particular place is that they opened their doors in December of 2010. Now, Rick, we have made several technological leaps since 2010. How is this place keeping up?
Well, in many ways, but if also if you remember in 2010, Sully, the economy wasn't as strong as it is now. So it took some ingenuity and some desire to open a hotel then and go full bore with the technology. And in 2013, voted the best hotel in the world. So a pleasure to stay there. And let's talk specifically about a little of the technology in the hotel, resort, and throughout the property.
Indeed. Let's jump right into it. But before that, let's just mention that this project cost nearly $4 billion, has over 3,000 rooms. The amenities just go on and on here. Oh, yeah, by the way, there's a huge casino in the building as well. Let's talk about some of the tech upgrades that have happened to these rooms. How do they differ from other hotels, Rick? You're kind of an aficionado a little bit when it comes to that.
Yeah, gone are the days, Sully, where you get that gold key, that big gold key that is hard to fit in your pocket, and you have to open up the room with that. So, cutting-edge technology, including an iPad, virtual concierge that lets you check in and then also make your restaurant reservations, any reservations you need to do on the property, order room service, even control the lighting and set the temperature in your room. So everything, you don't have to go fishing on the walls for thermostats and light switches. Everything now done with an iPad at your fingertips. And you can also then get updates on various things going on in the hotel through the iPad. So maybe you're there for a convention. You would get maybe your day's schedule. And then, of course, a nice 65-inch TV, Sully, in the room that you can enjoy with either online offerings or your regular over-the-air offerings.
All right, let's talk a little about Rose, the chatbot, unlike any other chatbot in the hospitality space. How is Rose different than what you might find in other hotels?
Well, Rose has an attitude for one thing. So imagine your Alexa device at home, Sully, but then using that in the hotel, in the Cosmopolitan, so you get a little number on your room key that you can text if you have questions, and then Rose replies by text to you, maybe kind of sassy, maybe kind of straight with any of the information or any of the requests that you had. You'll get a text message back from her. So she also does the art tours through the various parts of the hotel and can arrange when you need more towels, pillows, et cetera, and then just ask questions. And their requests are handled by the Rose and kind of the Rose's helpers behind the scenes.
No good high-end hotel is complete without an offering of a couple of different pools, and the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas certainly has you covered when it comes to that.
So they have a pool, Sally. They have pools that overlook the Strip. So maybe one of the best views, maybe one of the most underrated views in Vegas, a day pool, and then their nightclub pool. I was kind of wondering, Sally, what do you look for when you're looking for a pool or where you're heading out to the pool? Are you looking for a place in the shade to stay out of the sun, or are you looking to get on that raft and float around in the middle of the pool?
Well, given that my last name is Sullivan and my complexion is more in line with the clouds in the sky, let's say, on a sunny day. I want to be in the shade, and I do like a nice indoor pool that I can go to at night. preferably to not have to deal with any of my body insecurities as well.
You're not saying you're pasty, are you, Sully?
Whiter than this document that I'm looking at on the computer right now.
It's pretty white. It's pretty white. A good variety of pools. You don't have to be intimidated by what's going on there, Sully. You'd fit right in at any of the pools. Can't wait to hear about your pool adventures this summer.
Now, parking is not the sexiest thing to talk about in the world, Rick, but it is important, and it is amazing the depths that some of these decks go to in the ground with some of these big luxury hotels. How did they do this one here?
Yeah, don't flip the station right now, or don't turn off the podcast if you're listening to it in that form. Parking can be interesting, and it's something that in Las Vegas, it's always the talk of the town because just space on the Las Vegas Strip is very valuable. And there's some of the older hotels, Sully, where you got to walk a long way from your parking to the hotel or the casino. So the Cosmos made it easy. The second hotel in Las Vegas to feature underground parking. In fact, before the hotel was built, the parking garage was built first. And it makes it pretty easy with the elevators and such to get to the casino, your room, the restaurant. And they've really done a great job with the kind of how they designed and set up to make the underground parking work for everybody.
All right. Now, every hotel has LED displays in the lobby, but the ones at the Cosmopolitan may be a little different than what we've seen before.
Yeah. An LED display in a typical hotel or motel, so maybe just a TV screen that shows the pipe fitters convention is at 9 a.m. in the ballroom. This is a lot more than that. These are almost ceiling length, high-def screens, and they can play all sorts of things. So things relevant to what's going on at the hotel. They can play art from all over the world. Kind of just you get a wide variety of things. So from the moment you walk in the Cosmo, you're kind of overload sight, sound, and what you're going to encounter. So just kind of fun to look at as you're going through that blissed line to check in and get to your room.
You did get to spend a little bit of time in this hotel, Rick, and everybody sees weird things happen in hotels when they're staying there, especially in Las Vegas, I would imagine. What was the weirdest thing that you encountered while you were at the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas?
Well, we had a room on the 37th floor with a kind of a balcony that overlooked the Strip, and there was a chair out there, so I was able to go out there and sit on the balcony overlooking the Strip, 37 floors up, and actually see the Bellagio fountains from that high up and kind of behind it. So a view I've never seen of the famous Bellagio fountains, and they're just kind of really relaxing. So just a great time there at the Cosmopolitan, and I like checking out new hotels and reviewing hotels, and this was definitely one of the highlights so far this year.
I'm just looking at an image of the hotel on the internet. It's a pair of buildings, if I'm looking at it correctly, and it seems to just tower above by several stories nearly everything around it.
It's massive. It really is. And like I said, we were above the Strip, able to look down, and the people looked like little ants, and the cars looked like little Hot Wheels cars down there on the Strip. So It's a view you don't see a lot of times from most hotels in Vegas that are sprawling, but they're not as high up or have as great a view as the Cosmo had. So, Sully, it was I would say it was interesting. It was romantic. It was everything I thought it would be. And maybe if you're going to Vegas, maybe you want to check out the Cosmo for your next stay. And a lot of great restaurants there and things to do right in the resort as well.
CosmopolitanLasVegas.com is their website. Make sure you mention promo code Rick at checkout for a 10% discount. No, I'm just kidding.
they may not give you a room if you mention my name, but you'll go on the website and make the reservations are really easy to do through the website. So they've made it easy on so many fronts, and once you're there, the living is easy as well.
Well, Rick, I'm happy to talk to you and happy that I also have Bubba Watson in my master's pool. Quick thoughts on Augusta.
Well, I think you might be having a good pick there. I thought coming into the week I was looking at Jordan Spieth. He's there as well. But there's one guy, Sully, who plays well. He's played well the last couple of years in pressure situations, and it's Dustin Johnson. He's the number one golfer in the world, and he's right there as well. So it's going to be an interesting weekend in Augusta if you're there, and if you're watching on TV, we'll all enjoy it as well.
Have a great weekend, Rick.
Thanks, all.